Adam, that was as good a start as we've seen from you guys maybe all year. What turned it? What changed?
I took a lot of penalties in the second. 5-on-5 game wasn't quite where we needed to be. It gave them a little momentum, and then maybe just got away from our tight checking game in the third and gave up some big goals late in the game.
What was the problem with the power play there in the second period?
I don't know, man. I think we all five of us could have done a better job of being a little bit more sharp and a little bit more ready and just wanting the puck. And, you know, four guys without the puck can always do a better job of being available and playing without it and, you know, giving the puck carrier some options. So I think we're all guilty. We made some mistakes and got to find a way to, you know, if we get another chance to recover from a bad power play or a bad effort and not to not let that carry into, you know, the next handful of shifts for us.
Some frustrating penalty calls down the stretch there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, I guess kind of got into it about the officials in the Boston game, so we can't keep, you know, using that as an excuse. So, you know, there's a couple calls you're always going to argue, you might disagree with, but all in all, I think got to find a way to be better late in the game.
800 career points, what does that mean to you?
That's a nice stepping stone, and nice to get a big number like that here at home, my hometown in Winnipeg, but you know, unfortunately we couldn't get the 2 points. I think things were looking good for a shift of the game. Thought it was going to be one of those nights, but you know, I think they bounced back and obviously played their best hockey late in the game.
Does the power play need structural change? I mean, do you have to try something different? It's been not great all year.
Yeah, I mean, I guess at some point with the guys that you got to find ways to relax and just feed off each other and create some momentum and get some confidence. So it's up to us. Can't make excuses. Can't keep changing it either. And thinking that there's some magic formula, it's up to the guys that get the chance to go out there to really earn it and to work for it and not take it for granted.
Are these games at home still something you look forward to, kind of circle on the calendar?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to come home every time, but especially this time of year, these are obviously big games and big points for either team.